Welcome to Empowered Through Health with Diane Solano, bringing you interviews with health and wellness experts from around the globe, educating, entertaining, and inspiring. Empowered Through Health starts now.
Hey everyone, welcome to the show again, Empowered Through Health. I'm Diane Solano, your podcast host, coming to you live from Toronto, Canada. And I'm very excited about today's guest, who is also a fellow Torontonian. But before I introduce him, I want to let everyone know you're going to want to take paper and pen and notes, because we have a very special guest who's going to share some wonderful strategies today around brain health, brain focus, anti-anxiety, so many things around brain you wouldn't believe. And these tools are not often talked about. So before we head on to today's show, I want to make sure you know that this show is all about information. We're not here to diagnose. We're not medical experts to take over your medical protocols. That is up to you and your primary healthcare provider. This show is basically designed to empower you, because truly, you are your own best health advocate, and the body doesn't lie. It is so honest. And if we just know how to dial into its natural innate capacity to heal and to be expansive, you will create the most delicious life ever. Because if you don't feel good, your performance in life is really going to suffer. So with no further ado, I'm going to introduce our wonderful guest, Mr. Chris Wiley, who is a brain specialist. His background is in neuroscience and psychology, and his specialty is basically optimizing brain performance through practical technology and various methods. We had some wonderful conversation earlier about all the areas that this technique can really help you in. And of course, we're going to narrow in on anxiety, but not just limited to. So with no further ado, Chris, come on in. Tell everyone a little bit about why you got started in this area. I think it is so important that people understand that practitioners share because they care, and they've probably gone through some adversity themselves. And I know you have. So I'm going to turn it over to you.
Well, thank you so much for that juicy, delicious introduction there, Diane. That was beautifully said. I mean, we fundamentally, that's why we have, you know, our brain and our mind is our ability to have that feedback on how our body feels, how we think, the results we get. So that way we can consciously start to direct ourselves to greater success and health. And for everyone listening to this, I'm a brain specialist. My background's in neuroscience and psychology. I run my own practice doing things like EEGs, brain maps, neurofeedback, neurotechnologies, as well as a lot on the psychological side, is how can you reprogram things like anxiety, depression, bad habits, and that type of work. And it all stemmed from my own personal difficulties, actually. I wanted to go to law school, had a nice idea of an illustrious career. You have to have the most prestigious degree with the best schools, you know, so law degree, business degree. But I had really bad anxiety and panic attacks, which erupted in my third year university. I was actually hospitalized. The peer pressure, you know, a lot of students, especially in medical school, the pressure, they pop things like, you know, the stimulants, like Ritalin, like pills, they're doing higher level drugs. There's a lot of that stuff in peer pressure. And I had a little run in with some stimulants and stuff, a little addiction stuff. And I was like 30 pounds underweight. I was hospitalized at the 3 straight panic attacks. And I finally just took a look at my life, and I was like, just totally fed up with where I was, how stressed I was. And I decided to change my degree from one in business to neuroscience and psychology and pursue what I really loved. And that was always the brain psychology. I'd been in fitness health before. So then I started learning about neuroscience and psychology, and it was literally off to the races. And, you know, there was no stone I wouldn't unturn. Everything I personally do, from the neurotechnological side, the brain nutrition side, the psychological side, I personally experimented on my own. And I was lucky to connect with some local doctors where I was able to work in practice with them and use things like EEGs to see what's actually happening in the brain when someone's anxious or when someone's experiencing PTSD or OCD. So I had this ability to use technology and neuroscience to actually measure the brain and see what's happening in these problematic states, including what was happening to my own brain.
Nice.
And then I literally, it was just literally one layer at a time. First, I started on the technological side. So things like neurofeedback. And if anyone's never heard of neurofeedback is basically where you have some sensors measuring your brain waves. and some form of feedback is provided to you to alert your brain to its activity. Could be sounds, could be watching a movie. Whenever your brain is nice and clear and balanced, the movie's clear. And there's other types of neurotechnologies. Don't want to get too brain geeky here, but you can literally like activate any region of the brain you want and train it to any frequencies. So, you know, long story short, my own personal difficulties led me to diving deep, following my passions, the neuroscience, the brain. And literally, I was, you know, OCD before. Now my new obsession was optimizing the brain. And I literally, I mean, you want to work, you know, I know you work with Organo, if I pronounce it right, with, you know, the superfoods, the reishi mushroom. Like I literally like apprenticed and learned from a Shaolin monk and learned Chinese herbalism. And then literally hours later brought home the herbs and tested with my brain with EEGs what these things were doing on the brain. So like reishi, for example, I've done like 10,000 EEGs and brain maps of seeing what reishi actually does in the brain. So I've been very meticulous and really all in the search of what works, what can help people, what's simple, what's practical, effective, because that's what we want, right? We don't want to wait years. We don't want to wait months. We need some instant change and gratification to give us that hope and inspiration that things can change, that we can find a better path. So it's all been personal, you know, personal mission. And then I basically just started sharing everything I was learning and it emerged into a career.
I love it. I love your passion. And I love that you use the important, because we all know that good nutrition's out there, great lifestyles out there, but it's almost like people have heard it too much that they've become so numbed out. But the truth is, these are measurable tools that show that how you think and how you feel, the internal language you have with yourself, is probably the most conversation you're going to have in your life, because it sets you up, your nervous system gets set up. And I love, Chris, that you actually love grabbing the tools, hooking up the brain to the cables, you know, and that's what it is, guys. These are measurable tools where someone like Chris goes, I want to see the brain mapping. I want to see what happens, not only in myself, but everyone else. And wow, I'm discovering that when I do this and that, things start to change. So I know you have a course and a program, and we'll talk about that if somebody wants to learn, because you can apply these tools to your life and your family and your career. Everything that you want to improve and impact is there. I don't think we understand the level of power that we have when we embrace, you know, simplicity and things that we don't give enough power to, like internal dialogue and emotions. And maybe you can share a little bit about that. Thank you for talking about the medicinal mushrooms. I'm curious around that as well. Lots to talk about, Chris, but maybe if somebody comes to you saying, Chris, I need help. I'm feeling anxious. I'm not sure what to do. I don't know where to go to. I've tried everything. I don't want to be on medication. I really want to get to the root cause of this. What would you do?
Yeah, great question. So the main thing is when we have something like anxiety, is we have to identify the key parts of that constitute who we are. So we have neurologically how our brain fires. We have psychologically how we think. We have our neurochemistry from moment to moment. We have, you know, our physically, you know, our energy and stuff. And what I found is like I've systematically tested like one variable at a time. So when I was working on the psychology, I didn't cheat by giving them reishi mushroom. I just worked on the psychology because I had to figure out what can we do with the psychology, right? Because if I give them, you know, cacao, reishi, we've already now just slanted the whole results in our favor. Now their neurochemistry is already boosting. You know, it's
the hack.
And when it comes psychologically for anxiety, this is where in order to make yourself anxious, we have to think certain thoughts in a certain way to produce those feelings of anxiety that inhibit our well-being. And anxiety usually boils down to, and just so everyone knows, I had terrible anxiety. I was the world's master of anxiety. I know all about it, way too familiar for it. In fact, I use my lifetime quota of anxiety, which is why I'm a lot more relaxed now. You know, people ask me, Chris, why aren't you anxious when you're like speaking or doing this? I'm like, I'm already used up, you know? Is anxiety usually boils down to, and a lot of it happens unconsciously below our awareness, either bad planning, where people literally, and you do it unconsciously, people literally imagine themselves, you know, messing up, getting tense, getting worried, going up to give a speech and freezing and having everyone laughing at them and throwing, you know, get tomatoes in the face, right? Or going up to a meeting to go to talk to someone and seeing them getting rejected. So there's an element of bad planning. And that's what worrying is. Worrying is very much where you're imagining the worst case scenarios and your thoughts are racing in your mind. And if your thoughts are racing too fast, it's hard to keep up with them and it creates stress. And so that's the one way you can create anxiety. The other way to create anxiety is literally, it's just basically remembering past anxious memories and repeating those same brain states. And our brain repeats whatever is most familiar. And it's a learning machine. So we learn great stuff, we learn crappy stuff. And usually anxiety will break down to either the bad planning, remembering a few bad memories that you just keep replaying over and over again. The other piece you mentioned, the internal dialogue. Well, let me ask you this. You know, when someone's getting anxious, do you think they have racing internal dialogue? Or do you think it's talking at a nice, slow, comfortable pace? You know, Diane, I'm probably going to get anxious before this podcast with you. If you're getting anxious, you usually have racing internal dialogue. And there's these whole mechanics where people literally will stop, the breathing will shallow. You look at some people and you won't see their chest move in and out. And you're thinking, I start getting anxious to go wondering, is that person going to take a deep breath at any moment? I haven't seen their lungs move in 7 minutes. So you have all these mechanics which produce this thing that people call anxiety. And the main thing is with anxiety is it's not all bad. If we just literally took away everyone's anxiety, well, 95% of people's motivation would go in the toilet, because that's how most people motivate themselves, is they wait for stress to build up till they finally get enough stress and they procrastinate long enough where they go, oh my goodness, if I don't start now, I'm going to fail. And then they propel through stress. So anxiety has some functionality. It's just when you do it too much and it really starts to inhibit your performance or well-being, that's where you need to start to develop the skills to take control over what your brain and mind do, so that way you can perform better and feel better.
Got it. So one of the skills, a tip, somebody today is going, what could I tell myself? What I know you work a lot with NLP and things like that. Maybe someone that could start putting some sort of implementation today listening to this podcast.
Yeah. So basically the first thing is you got to figure out, and like I apprenticed like with Dr. Bandler, like the guy who created NLP. So like, and I traveled to seminars with him. So I know what NLP is. I know what it isn't. And if you do a Google search on something like NLP, or it's a lot different than the actual real thing. And NLP is basically just a set of skills to figure out how your brain's working, right? So if anyone's listening to this and they go, you know what? Man, I get anxiety every time I go into a situation. It just drives me nuts. Or, you know what, every time my partner's out doing this, I just get anxious. Well, the first question I would ask is, how are you getting anxious? And you're either making some big, bright, nasty images, either saying crappy things to yourself that are producing these feelings of anxiety. And if you just focus on any of these key components, you can start to change them and start to take control of your brain. And that's something I do in one-on-one sessions. I actually have a full online training. It's called Brain-Based Persuasion. It's all about A, being able to influence and change yourself, and then B, being able to apply that to other people so you can excel in sales, business, marketing, public speaking, etc.
For your family and your kids, which I think parents, I mean,
oh yeah,
it's a great skill to have, because a lot of us, we don't take a course in parenting for the most part. And sometimes we talk to our kids, you know, really has an outcome, even our partners. So who could, you know, who could go into the Brain-Based Persuasion program? Who's that designed for?
It's really designed for A, parents, so that way they can learn how language affects the brain. They can learn some practical skills to almost subtly influence people without them realizing it. I do include a lot of psychological principles that you can begin to wield to your advantage. It's all about positively influencing people. You know, it's not like, you know, getting people to do things against their will, unless it's getting your kids to eat broccoli and green vegetables. That'd be kind of cool. you know, it's all about using it for good, you know, or if, you know, if you have someone who, say you're a personal trainer or you're a practitioner, or your speaker, and you know, you give the, you know, you give your client the absolute best bullet point plan possible. You have the best coffee ever with the best superfoods ever, maybe some reishi in it. And you're like, look, you just need to drink that 3 times a day. And you know, you're gonna, your brain's gonna be firing better, but they just don't do it. These are the skills to be able to actually help change and shape people's behavior. And practical, literally for anyone who runs business, anyone in sales, anyone who teaches, if you have parents, you really need to learn how the brain works so you can really connect with your son or daughter and positively influence them, right? And it makes such a huge difference, right? If you can give your kids helpful ways so that way they can feel good, they can have energy, they can focus well, they can feel good about themselves and have confidence, you're going to minimize their risk of getting steered into drugs, into peer pressure, into bad groups, because they're going to have that really strong foundation of health, of confidence, of self-esteem. You're going to minimize them falling prey to a lot of the, you know, a lot of the tough situations that kids go through, bullying, peer pressure. So really, really powerful for the parents and really effective for anyone in sales. And, you know, it can be a tough go out there because people are so inherently skeptical of themselves because of the way we've been trained to think. And literally all we do from school, going to your doctor, it's always about pointing out what's wrong. And it builds this negative orientation where people are always looking for what's wrong and they're very skeptical, mm-hmm. right? So all you really need to do is you don't even need to be a doctor or a practitioner, but you need to be able to open up the door of opportunity so that way someone can give something like, you know, like the superfoods that, you know, like you sell at Organo, like give it a try. So that way they can literally try and receive the benefits and find out what works. And that's really the key piece, because once people start consuming superfoods, the results and benefits, like those sell themselves. You know what I'm saying?
They do, because the body is really honest. The body never lies. Yeah. It is one of the most honest organisms we have. We just don't pay attention to the language, right? So I always tell people, look, if your hair is falling out, your skin is drying up, you can't sleep, you can't move your bowels, your body's always speaking a language. And sometimes it whispers before it screams, which can show up as illness and misdiagnosis and all this crazy stuff. But ultimately, if it works, you'll feel it. And if it doesn't work, you're going to feel it too. How many of us have had food poisoning? I felt that when my body was like, get it out of me. But it also says thank you when it's receiving something that it wants. And truly, you nailed something here, Chris. You know, some people aren't anxious by diagnosis. They're good, but life shows up and they become anxious in situations. And this is where the layering of the work that you do is not just for the people that have an issue, but it's also for people that want to take control of their lives, or maybe say, you know what, I have to start doing presentations now, or I don't want to be nervous in that situation anymore, no matter how much reishi or lion's mane I pop, which helps, but it doesn't address the psychological component, which they say, you know, you can, it's all about how you see the world. And I think the biggest tool we have as human beings is our imagination. Where do you want to focus on? So thank you for the work you do, because I think this part is not often discussed.
Yeah. Hugely important. And you can be the most successful person that, like, you know, in your field and what you do, have your nutrition dialed down. I've been there and I still got anxious. And, you know, even I, that's how I met, you know, one of your colleagues, is I was on a show, Big Brother, where we got thrown in a house, all the nutrition we normally eat, we had to eat basically crap. So we had no nutrition, no sleep. And literally all I had in those moments, and I had a memory competition. I know I'm a brain guy. If I don't win the memory competition, my reputation's out the window, down to the toilet. See you later, pal. Good night. Right? So I literally, all I had were my mental skills to literally control my brain, get myself into a really good brain state. And I ended up winning the memory competition.
Wow. Good for you.
So it's about being dynamic and having an arsenal of skills. So that way, even if you're sent on Timbuktu and you have no access to any health nutrition, or even if you're locked in a concrete box, you still have the ability to take control of your mind, take control of your brain, and perform to the best of your ability. And that's where, I mean, the term would be, you know, that's where diving into some of like the real NLP psychological tactics is incredibly important. And all that stuff changes your brain chemistry. I've measured, I've done thousands of EEGs, right? When you pull up a bad memory, we see your temporal lobes start going bonkers, start producing high beta brainwaves and stuff. So this stuff isn't woo-woo, like it is practical, scientific. It is. Everything is influencing your brain state from moment to moment.
So true, Chris. So someone, where would they be able to find you, your website and your Instagram handle? Where were they able to find you?
So the website is thegamechangerchriswiley.com. And I have a new program I just launched. It's called Brain-Based Persuasion, as mentioned. That's basically all the practical skills for personal change. So how can you, A, begin to influence and change your own brain, so change habits like anxiety, be a better public speaker? And then how can you apply these brain-based skills, psychological skills, even a little hypnosis, a little NLP, to start to be a more powerful influencer of others in positive ways, of course, right? So the big assumption here is if you're in sales, that you're selling something that actually benefits people and is worthwhile, right? If you have that, we're going to teach you how to sell and persuade like no tomorrow. And it's literally the best of conversational hypnosis, NLP. One of my degrees is in psychology. So we're literally every psychological principle in the book. If you work trade shows, if it's online, you know, there's all kinds of principles you can use to your advantage to wield more persuasive power, you know, in a positive way. So that's brain-based persuasion. The other thing is, you know, if you're dealing with some anxiety or if your kids are dealing with some anxiety, I'm happy to, you know, to spend 30 minutes, 45 minutes, do a totally 100% practical, you know, session with you, predominantly psychological work, and just get you in control of your brain, help you to start to make those initial changes, then have the skills to literally control your brain. So even if you do get anxious again, you know what to do, how to control your thoughts, how to control your feelings, so that way you can at least perform and get through the situation.
Love it. Those are the tools we want. You know, that's it. We're doing everything right everywhere else. What else can we do to take with us in our tool bag to say, hey, I remember those tools. Let me apply them now. Let me calm down that central nervous system and control the racing thoughts and getting out of control, which I guess what it's all about. So Chris, our last 5 minutes, you love medicinal mushrooms. I've heard that you walk the forest looking for medicinal mushrooms in the forest. I know you've had a chance to try our wonderful organo coffee. What are your thoughts around that?
Well, I'm a different kind of animal, Diane. Like when I learn something, I investigate the heck out of it, right? So I learned from a Shaolin monk. I'm actually a disciple of a Shaolin monk. I noticed the herbalism that they were practicing and doing. They love drinking the tea. I want to know, why are you so happy drinking that tea? Mm. Turns out there's these wonderful herbs that have been around for thousands of years that have absolutely, it's incredible healing properties for our immune system, for our brain. Then the science in me, I look up PubMed, I read, I figure out the mechanics of how these herbs like reishi work. Then what I do is, I get a full lineup of clients, do EEGs, and I test what is reishi doing on the brain in real time. Then all of a sudden, COVID hits, and I'm like, hey, you know what? I got more time here. So what do? I research in the forest, and I go and find these wild reishi, shaga, lion's mane, turkey tail in the forest. So I find the real thing, and I figure out how to prepare these medicines myself. So now I've literally investigated every single angle. I know what it's doing to the brain, to the immune system. I have all the client observations, right? I've even found the real thing in the environment. I know how reishi works in the environment. So it's one of the most powerful superfoods. And I really do believe that on our planet, there are just these medicinal foods. Every culture has known this forever. Shamans have known this forever. There's just certain foods which have magical medicinal properties that when we consume them, they boost our neurochemistry, they boost our mood, they boost your cognitive function, they promote the concept of radiant health. And, you know, I'm not about nitpicking and worrying about this. I'm more about building radiant health, where I have the confidence where if all the world is going to the crapper, that I'm going to be one of the last men or women standing because I've done so much to keep my immune system strong. And this is where things like reishi, even coffee, is a great nootropic. It boosts your focus. It boosts your mood. There's a reason why people drink coffee, why it's the most popular, you know, drug on the planet. So the, you know, the Organo Reishi coffee mix, I mean, I love it. This is something I've been doing for tens and tens of years. I like the green tea with the reishi as well. I think that's great for the afternoon. So like I'll, for instance, I'll drink the coffee in the morning with the reishi. And the reason why the reishi and the coffee are such a wonderful balance is because reishi is an adaptogen. So coffee is basically a neuroaccelerator. It just speeds the rate at which your neurons fire. Your brain fires faster. You have more energy. You think faster. You focus better. Your working memory is a little sharper. Reishi is an adaptogen. So it helps to modulate the energy and stimulation of the coffee. So it's a more relaxed, calm focus. And they work together real nice in unison. And something like coffee is it's stimulating your adrenals to fire more. And you're producing more norepinephrine, more dopamine and stuff. And the reishi helps to support those internal organs and adrenals so that way they don't get depleted, right? And that's what happens to people over time. You get adrenal fatigue, you desensitize to coffee and stuff. So it's a really great combination. And it's an easy thing where, you know, if you're listening to this and you'd never heard of reishi, you know, what's this reishi thing? You know, what's a reishi? I want to get reishi. You want to get reishi? Let's do a dance. It's called reishi. So if you listen to this, you want to get reishi and you love your coffee. It's a very easy place to start. And the best thing is, as you mentioned this many times, Diane, is how you feel, right? If you consume something, you should notice a nice positive benefit, even if it's subtle, right? And that will tell you, does this work for you? And literally, you know, reishi, these adaptogens, these herbs, they really help and are safe for everyone. And this is where nutrition, it's just such an easy way to change your brain's chemistry. You change your brain's chemistry, it changes how you think, it changes how you feel, it changes your brain waves, changes how you look at the world. It's just such an easy way to get a head start and get the maximum out of your brain. It's just silly not to optimize it.
There you go. And that was my passion. I've done nutrition for 20 years. People want simple, easy, cost-effective, convenient. And I saw this going for $1 to $2 a cup. You're enhancing body chemistry, brain chemistry, you know, vibrational frequency. Are you kidding me? This was more cost-effective than the average cup out there. And the consistency, because consistency compounds. People have to do things, but you got to do it consistently to see the change. And that's where I found people forget to take supplements. No one ever forgets to drink coffee. What if we just added the health to the habit? And bam, people started feeling better just by doing what they normally did, only upgrading it with that coffee habit every day. So if you're curious about trying our fabulous Organo coffee, I know Bianca's a great friend who introduced wonderful Chris Wiley with our fabulous product. I know you love the flavor. The green tea was one of your favorite. Mine too. The red tea is also one of mine. You can go to Reishi with Bianca at myorganogold.com. Try a box, drink it exclusively, give it a shot. Let us know how you love it. Check out Chris's wonderful program, The Brain-Based Persuasion, if you really want to dial it up in your life, take it to the next level. And Chris, I think we're probably going to have you on as a guest again down the road. And feel free to follow his wonderful work. He's got some great YouTube channels. You get some great clips there on some of the techniques he uses with different corporate programs and things he's done around the world. Right, Chris?
Yes. Thank you so much, Diane. And red tea before I work out, by the way, you got to get the cordyceps, lung power. So that's when I use the red tea.
Love it. There you go, guys. Chris Wiley, thank you for being on our show today. Join us every other Friday, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Recordings are always around for you to check out our show. Guests that are changing the world with their passions. And remember, the body is your best tool to be the best version of yourself. Take care of it, because when you feel better, everything in life starts to work so much better. Thank you for joining us tonight, Chris. Good day. Goodbye. Good night, everyone. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to Empowered Through Health with Diane Solano. For more information, visit Senergy.ca. That's SENARGY.ca. Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.